Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones with Rita Marin.
Hi there, real glad you could join us.
Today we'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba.
We'll be right back.
The Cabrales del Valle House of Photography, or in Spanish, La Casa de Fotografo Cabrales de Valle, is currently presenting a collective exhibition of photography entitled I Love Havana. This at the Gallery of Modern Art, or La Galería de Arte Moderna, at 53 Reina Street between Ángeles and Aguila, running until Saturday, July the 6th.
The exhibition celebrates the graduation of 41 alumni of various photographic workshops and the 500th anniversary of the foundation of Havana, and is curated by Rufino del Valle Valdez and Ramon Cabrales Rosabal. The director of the Gallery of Modern Art is Magnolia Morey.
The most recent film by Spanish director Pedro Almodóvar, Pain and Glory, or Dolor y Gloria, will open the list of premieres during the Spanish Film Festival, scheduled from July the 3rd to the 7th in Havana. The festival will include 3 series and 9 films, 4 of which will debut in Cuba, after a successful international tour that, in the case of Dolor y Gloria, earned Pedro Almodóvar the Cannes Film Festival Award for Best Actor.
On the list is the film The Days to Come, or Los Días que Vendrán, directed by Carlos Marquez Marcet, who won the Golden Biznaga at the Malaga Film Festival for Best Film. According to the cultural attaché of the European nation on the island, Jorge Peralta, it will be a highly illustrative show of contemporary cinema in Spain, with multi-award winning films made during 2016 and 2019.
In the lobby of the cinema 23 and 12 at 5 p.m, an exhibition composed of 48 posters pays homage to the work of Almodóvar and his 70 years of life. Derived from the collaboration between the Cuban Institute of Cinematographic Art and Industry, the Cinematheque of Cuba and the Embassy of Spain, the event will take place in the Multicine Infanta, the Casa de Festival de Cine, La Fábrica de Arte Cubano, and Cinema 23 and 12. From July the 7th to the 13th, we have the 15th International Film Festival of Jibara. The venue, beautiful Jibara in the Cuban province of Holguín.
The Humberto Solas International Festival of Poor Cinema is the somewhat wordy official name of this emblematic film festival. Founded in 2003 by Humberto Solas, one of Cuba's most important filmmakers, to give voice to filmmakers with limited funds, the festival ostensibly values and rewards good independent cinema. But this event in the town of Jibara in Holguín province is about more than just good movies. This week is also about parties, concerts, romance, beer, and fresh and inexpensive seafood. Fixed 6 days, this charming little town in the east of the country becomes a great bohemian party with cinema as a social glue. More on this in the following programme.
A wide variety of titles of all genres, as well as authors and publishing houses, will represent Cuba during the International Book Fair in Lima, Peru, the Cuban Book Chamber has announced. The annual cultural and editorial event, the largest and most important in Peru, will be held from July the 19th to August the 4th at the Próceres of Independence Park, District of Jesús María, under the organization of the Peruvian Book Chamber.
The Cuban delegation will be made up of the publishing houses Sitmatel and Pueblo y Educación, as well as authors representing the Cuban Book Institute, including the poet, narrator, essayist and ethnologist Miguel Barnet. Along with Barnet, the president of the Union of Writers and Artists of Cuba, UNIAC, the delegation is headed by the poet and narrator Alberto Marrero, recently awarded the Alejo Carpentier Prize.
According to the official note, Cubans will have the opportunity to share literary and or audiovisual information with various countries to ensure an effective management that can foster the basis of a market based on the world of letters.
The literary programme of both authors runs from July 27th to August the 4th and includes the presentation of books, readings of poems, among which stand out In the Ungraspable Smoke of AIDS from Barnet and Don't Mate to Mayakovsky by Marrero, who will also give a lecture on current Cuban poetry.
The world-renowned Coppelia Ice Cream Parlor has its doors open again after a wide-ranging rehabilitation process that included the parlor and the factory that supplies the ice cream. Amaury Martinez, director of the center, told the press that the repair lasted 55 days and all areas benefited to the cost of 3.4 million peso.
The Cathedral of Cuban Ice Cream, as it is also known to the center, has recovered its grassy areas, its signage, lighting and furniture. A room called Four Jewels or Cuatro Joyas was created, with services that will be offered in convertible pesos.
The refrigeration equipment and supplies are new, and the ice cream that will be provided in all the areas will be branded Coppelia. The factory that produces the ice cream has the capacity to supply up to 15 flavors to Coppelia in the court and the tower, 8 are foreseen and 7 in other areas.
Director Martinez reported that between 22 and 26 specialities will be offered, some of which incorporate fruits. He also commented that the ice cream parlor is commonly visited by 8,000 people every day and about 12,000 in the summer. Coppelia will also reach its 53rd anniversary, as Cuba's most famous ice cream parlor was founded on June 4, 1966, on a piece of land where a 50-story building had been planned.
Spanish media specialized in the arts have praised the high level of the National Ballet of Cuba, the BNC, in its tour of that European country under the leadership of prima ballerina Vingase Valdez. In numerous publications, they refer to Vingase, the artistic subdirector of the company, as the Queen of the Swans of the BNC, on the subject of her recent presentation in the Swan Lake in the Teatros de Canal de Madrid.
This is seen in the second act. The magnificent swans bear the imprint of Lev Ivanov, assistant of Marius Petipa, authors of the original choreography, premiered in 1895, in the Marinsky, comments the Opera World magazine. According to the journalist Cristina Marinero, the Odette, the White Swan, of Vingase Valdez is lyrical, serenely beautiful, and majestic.
In the same way, she evaluated the first dancer, Dani Hernandez, as Prince Siegfried, always elegant, with excellent interpretation in expressive great leaps. The company is designed by Valdez to give more opportunity to the young people that stand out, so the talent flows and does not look stuck.
Among the talents, Cristina Marinero underlines Ginette Moncho and Claudia Garcia in the pas de trois of the first act, and Eli Regina and Daniel Ritoles in the Spanish dance of the third. At the same time, she recognizes in the cast names that have already reigned for years with Valdez, as is the case of the excellent Annette Delgado, who was responsible for releasing Cinderella, title that was on the bill in Madrid from June the 26th to the 30th.
And that's it for today, from us on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.
And I'm Rita Marin. Until next time.